Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, world. Welcome to Happy Talk Radio. This is Gigi Stanley, your host with the most happy talk from coast to coast. Happy Talk Radio is a family-friendly program about you and me. In the totality of happiness for our mind, body, and soul. Today, we have a special edition here on Happy Talk Radio. We will observe Black History Month on a reflection of Black history moments and quotes of Dr. Martin Luther King in the speech, I Have a Dream, President Barack Obama, his speech, Yes, We Can. And we will talk about Harriet Tubman for a moment and other civil rights leaders and abolitionists such as Nelson Mandela, Booker T. Washington, Sojourner Truth, Mahatma Gandhi, Rosa Parks. Need I say more? Our history is still in the making, and Happy Talk Radio is bringing it home. So let's get started today. This is an exciting show, and this is an exciting month just in remembrance of some of the things and the changes that Black people have made in America. So let's get started. This is about Harriet Tubman. Who is the lady? This is a story by Lambert McCaskey, and this is what she had to say. Could you imagine risking your life for the freedom of others? Well, Harriet Tubman was born in March 1820, and she grew up as a slave, just like the rest of her family members. She became a very strong and brave woman. At the age of 29, she escaped to Pennsylvania. Don't be afraid. Come on in. Have a seat. Drop your load on the Underground Railroad. This is her mentality at that time. I looked at my hands, she says, to see if I was the same person now, since I'm free. There was such a glory over her, in her heart, over everything. And she said she felt like she was in heaven. But Harriet hadn't completely gained her freedom. There were other people that she had in mind. Being alone and knowing that her family wasn't free was unacceptable. She made a vow. That vow she would help her family win their freedom as well. From that point on, she became involved with the city's large and active anti-slavery organizations and with organizers of the Underground Railroad. In the end, Harriet Tubman risked her life in 17 different missions into the South, and she helped over 300 slaves escape. Harriet Tubman never lost a passenger of the Underground Railroad. Her name quickly spread in anti-slavery societies. Southern slaveholders offered $40,000 for her capture, because they didn't want her to be free. But she never gave up. She never gave up. Harriet Tubman died on March 10th, 1913, at the age of 93. See, there's a price to freedom, regardless of what we do. Right now, we're talking about Harriet Tubman, but there's other great artists, abolitionists, who sacrificed their lives for justice. And I would like to give you this quote, and then we will go into the speech of Dr. Martin Luther King. And this one is about by Nelson Mandela. No one is born hating another person because of the color of his skin or his background or his religion. People must learn to hate, and if they can learn to hate, then they can be taught to love. But love comes more naturally to the human heart than its opposite. So do you have that dream of living in a world where love governs all? Well, let's listen to a small portion of the MLK speech, and I will come right back in with you. But before we transition, I want you to get a little jazzy melody in your head. And it's coming up in just a second, but until then, let's go to the MLK speech. We seem to be having some mechanical difficulties here. And if we don't get it in, then we will go along and talk a little bit more about these inspirational quotes from some of our great artists or our abolitionists. Well, here's a quote from Booker T. Washington. He says here that success is to be measured not so much by the position that one has reached in life, as by the obstacles which he has to overcome while trying to succeed. You see, everything comes with a price in terms of success. It's something that we have to stick to. We have to be persistent. And then, you know, it really takes for the people to help you get there. So it's a relationship or networking type of setting in terms of moving forward. And that's what life is all about, mobility and making a difference and seeing a change in the results of our struggles. Here's another quote. This one is by Rosa Parks. She said, you must never be fearful about what you are doing when it is right. That means we have to be courageous. We have to really and truly think through the situation and be strategic in our planning and really consider the other people and factors that how it will affect others. Because when you want to make a positive change about anything in your life, there are always consequences, and we have to consider what the outcome would be. So that's why it's imperative that we sit down and look at the objective and plan accordingly and try to have a team to work along with you. And I think that that was the thinking that we can look at when we think about Harriet Tubman and the Underground Railroad movement. She, her efforts were not in vain, and that in essence, for everything that she did, she was able to take so many people from the South to the North for freedom. Now, here's another person, Mahatma Gandhi. He said, be the change you wish to see in the world. Be the change you wish to see in the world. So you actually have to decide whether or not you want to be positive or negative or indifferent. But, you know, you make the greatest impact when we think positive and enlighten someone else's life and contribute to someone else's growth and to never forget where we came from. It's just a factor of life, and that it makes no difference what sex you are. When I say that now, I think of Sojourner Truth. One of her quotes is, truth is powerful, and it prevails. Ain't I a woman? So does it really matter in terms of the sexes? In some ways it does, but in essence, we can all make a difference regardless of our race, creed, color, and sex. It's about equality. And let's get into some other favorite quotes here. I have one here when it talks about Dr. Martin Luther King. Peace is not merely a distant goal that we seek, but a means by which we arrive at that goal. So peace is a factor, and that's one thing that he did. He emphasized walking in peace, that change can occur without violence, and that love is the factor that will get us there, that no man was born hating someone because of the color of their skin or their race. It's something that is learned. Let's look at another quote here. This one, is by our president, Barack Obama. Very powerful quote. He says, change will not come if we wait for some other person or some other time. We are the ones that we've been waiting for. We are the change that we seek. So that means you can't wait for the other person if you have been empowered or destined to make a change, that you must always pursue those avenues that will get you closer to your goal and build a team that will help you get there. He is one of the master products of the civil rights movement. Think about it. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. had the dream during a time when everything was segregated. And today, we have a black president of these United States. I do believe that that is progress. But is it over? I do not think so. We still have a ways to go. There's never an impossible dream. It's just a matter of staying in the race. And I think that when President Obama stated in his speech, yes, we can, it was his potent statement in terms of standing and staying focused and knowing that we can do anything that we choose to do. And this is regardless of race, creed, and color. It's a mentality that every man should have set if they want to live in a free land like the United States of America in any other part of the world. I have another quote here from Nelson Mandela. He says, if you want the cooperation of humans around you, you must make them feel they are important. And you do that by being genuine and humble. You do that by being genuine and humble. I do believe that here he is expressing the power of humility and how it can transcend change in the world. Considering the fact that he served many years in prison and then he still came out and became the leader, the president of his country, and he still walked around with a smile on his face and he still had nothing but wonderful things to share with the world in terms of progress, in terms of love, in terms of hope, I would say that that is a very powerful image to replicate. Dr. Martin Luther King, he says, If you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward. So that means you don't stop. You keep it moving. You know, your attitude determines your altitude. You know, this is really every month, every day in the year, is really about Black history. And this is just a designated month in terms of remembrance, but in essence, we contribute greatly into the making of this wonderful land of ours, and it's something that needs to be remembered and shared. Here's a quote from Malcolm X. He says, "The future belongs to those who prepare for it today." So, are you preparing for the way you want the land to look in the next 10 years, in the next 15 years, in the next 20 years? Here's a quote from Maya Angelou. She says, "All great achievements require time." You've heard the old statement, "Time won't give you time." Well, if you're not making the best of your time, then you won't get anything out of that time. So you have to put your best foot forward and gather all of the wonderful resources that in your presence and utilize that in your time in order to make a difference. The struggle isn't over. There's always hope. Always hope. Let's see, when I think about Harriet Tubman, she said, "I freed 1,000 slaves. I could have freed 1,000 more if only they knew they were slaves." So what type of mentality would we consider a mind that's just complacent, one that doesn't want to really move forward, that has become content in a state that's imperialist? And sometimes that we have seen that happen to people because they have become afraid to move. But one thing about life as a whole, and any time we want to make a change, that we can't allow fear to consume us. We must find that strength within and become overcomers and forge ahead. And I think that when we talk about, I know actually, when we talk about Dr. Martin Luther King, and when we talk about President Obama, when we talk about Sojourner Truth, when we talk about Rosa Parks, when we talk about Booker T. Washington, we are talking about those people who have demonstrated that change is possible and that we can do it. Isn't that wonderful? I'm just captivated by it because I would love to be in walk in their shoes to make certain that I can make a similar imprint in the time that I'm here to make a difference. just think about it. We all have that power within us to do something miraculous. And that's what today's show, Special Edition, is about, those today, those black people who have the resurgence to do so much more in their time and making a difference for a class of people that were discriminated against in terms of that search for freedom. Dr. Martin Luther King has a quote here that says, "Almost always the creative, dedicated minority has made the world better." You see, it doesn't take many people to make that positive change for the world to see. And you can be that person. Isn't that amazing? Dr. Martin Luther King told us that. Here's a quote from the late Judge Thurgood Marshall. He says, "None of us got where we are solely by pulling ourselves up by the bootstraps. We got here because somebody, a parent, a teacher, and by Ivy League, just to name a few, bent down and helped us pick up our boots." You see, everybody needs somebody to help them along the way. So don't be afraid to ask. Don't be afraid to pursue. Because that's what we do. Our ancestors have paid a valuable price for the progress that we have here today. And we can continue that journey by making a difference and continuously creating, inventing, sharing, preaching. It's okay. It made a difference. Here's another quote, and it's by Frederick Douglass. And now we get in a little spiritual here. He said, "I prayed for 20 years, but received no answer until I prayed with my legs." And all this demonstrates is that faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. I actually had several other speeches here for you, and it seems as though I'm having some technical difficulties. So I may just bring the show back later this week so that you can hear some of the other components of this show. But in the meanwhile, I am going to keep sharing what I do have because I'm enjoying it. Are you enjoying it? If you want to call in and chat, I have about 10 more minutes on the air. Please note that the dial-in number is 347-857-1142. This is Gigi Stanley, your host with the most happy talk right here on Happy Talk Radio from coast to coast. Because Happy Talk Radio is bringing it home. All right, let's look at another quote here. And this one happens to be from the First Lady, Michelle Obama. What a beautiful lady. And she has a lot to say. She says, "Success isn't about how much money you make. It's about the difference you make in people." You see, it's, once again, it's so significant in terms of channeling our success in terms of helping people and being a factor in terms of changing someone else's life or someone else's life, in terms of noting that it's not all about money. And that although money is a motivating force in terms of driving one to succeed, but it shouldn't be the ultimate one. Here's a quote from Sojourner Truth. She says, because women make a difference, she says that little man in black there, he says women can't have as much rights as men because Jesus Christ wasn't a woman. Where did you, Christ, come from? Where did you, Christ, come from? From God and a woman? Men had nothing to do with him. Well, I think she has a case in point, dear. Now, it took the man and the woman, of course, to, in order for the woman to conceive, but in essence of the growth and the development and everything and the life as a whole, we know that God is a factor over life and not man. So I think that she has a pretty strong case in point here when the statement was made in terms of women can't have as much rights as men. And we are really a source of the backbone of America. Many years ago, a lot of women worked the field in terms of making America. Let's look at another quote here. We have a few more minutes here, but I want you to know I have really enjoyed this time with you, and I'm looking forward in terms of possibly hosting this show again so that you will get a chance to hear some of the I Have a Dream speech and the Yes We Can speech and probably even just a few quotes from Harriet Tubman, a little of the music that I had to showcase. But overall, I feel that we have had a wonderful time in terms of discussing some of the people who have had some famous quotes in the making of America during this Black History Month. It has been a pleasure being here with you today, and I look forward in terms of talking back with you soon. And I would like to leave you with a few more quotes. Here's one from Dr. Martin Luther King. He said, one has a moral responsibility to disobey unjust laws. Here's another one that says, from Maya Angelou, we may encounter many defeats, but we must not be defeated. I even have one here from Michael Jordan. He said, I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and miss. I failed over and over and over again in my life, and that is why I succeed. So you see, if at first you don't succeed, try again. That means we can't give up. We can never give up. We must always persevere and keep everything moving because that's life as a whole. This is your host, G.G. Stanley, with the most happy news and the most talk from coast to coast. I really enjoyed this time with you today, and I hope that you visit my site, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/happytalk, and look at all of the wonderful images of abolitionists and civil rights leaders I've put on this site just for you. Thank you so much for tuning in to Happy Talk Radio. All right. Mm-hmm. Yes, I am. Thank you.
How y'all doing?